Obviously, people around here discovered you, but how did the nation get to know about this man from Muskogee, lives in Tulsa, and he's doing something special?
You know, I was photographed not only then in Tulsa Home and Garden. I was photographed in Veranda. I was photographed in Southern Living. I was photographed in Southern Accents. I was photographed in Country Living. Anyway, I was just blessed and fortunate to be published. So that's how people would call.
Traditional Homes published you.
Uh-huh.
And somebody from there had to have spotted the story in Tulsa Home and Garden or Tulsa People.
The editor of Tulsa Home and Garden was hired as a scout for a Traditional Home, Nancy Ingram. Anything I would do, she would send the pictures and they would take it.
So that's your leap?
Yes, Nancy Ingram.
Traditional Homes would have been the first national magazine?
They were.
And then these other magazines that you've just mentioned then picked up on all that. And I'm sure continued, because when your work was featured, say, on Cover or whatever, they were selling magazines.
Yeah.
Their fascination then was, here's something that you had a certain style for, and you were mixing antiques and new.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people hadn't even thought about that or would never have thought of breaking that so-called rule. Is that true?
Yes.
Tell me then, once the nation is hearing about you, what's happening? Are they calling? Are they coming to Utica Square? Or what are they doing?
You know, I did a wonderful French house in Abilene. They saw me simply in a magazine, and they called and said, could we come up and talk to you? We're building a French house. So they came. We got along. You know, at this point in your life, if the chemistry's not right, there's no reason to start a job. But they were great, and they liked me, and I liked them. Thus, we started a marriage, because from doing that house, I did a house in Scottsdale for them. I did a house in the mountains for them as well. And they have their own plane, which makes it really nice.
Is that a famous name that we would know?
Not really. They were the Dr. Pepper and Pepsi dealers for Texas.
Distributors, probably, for that area. The work you did in Abilene was published, no doubt.
Yes. And then I did my first book 10 years ago. The book opened a whole nother avenue, because if you have a book and the Theta Antique Show, they want a speaker, and they would love to have the speaker that has a book so that they can sell the book and help pay the fee for the speaker. So that started a whole new thing for me, because I went to places I never thought I wanted to go, like in Utah, but I found friends every place I went, had a wonderful time, and have been asked back for the second round for most of them as I get another book out.
Charles Vaudrey's French Country Signature was your first book.
Yes.
And apparently open to wide acclaim. So now you're dabbling in areas that you never thought you'd have been in. That had to have been a lot of fun for you. It's gone into, I think, its 9th or 10th printing, hasn't it?
Uh-huh. They still sell the first book. It's a good publisher.
Who is that publisher?
Gibb Smith.
You didn't seek that.
Well, the truth is I did.
Oh.
I approached them, and they sent me a contract that was not anything that I was interested in, so I didn't. A year later, they called me and said, we do want to do a book for you, and they had a better proposal, so we've been great.
Are you also a manager? It seems like a lot of artistic people can't manage or set up contracts or handle money, and somebody else does that for them. Are you able to do both of them?
No.
But you knew enough that, well, I know what I want out of a book. So you knew that.
Yes.
But you've never tried to be...
No, never tried to be the business end of my business.
Any famous names that we might know?
Well, through that, I did a beautiful, what we would call a castle, they call a finca in Spain, for Randolph Hearst's granddaughter, which was a four-year process. I went twice a year to Spain.
Where in Spain?
Outside of Seville.
What was her name?
Joanne Hearst. She just passed away just before Christmas.
But you became close friends,
obviously. We became close friends.
So money was no object then, obviously.
No, it wasn't. We redid the guest house first. Then she moved to the guest house. And in the big house, we took up all the tile floors, made heated floors. We made bedrooms, bathrooms. We made bedroom closets. We made it comfortable as an American house would be. this house was done by the same architect that did the Alfonso Hotel in Seville. So it was a good architect and a beautiful, beautiful home. Later, I did a penthouse for her in Miami.
So is this work being featured in magazines?
We sent it, and they've never ran it. They photographed it for the Hearst Company that owns now Veranda. It was in one of my books. Okay. I photographed it for my book.
You get real comfortable with your clients then.
I do.
What's a sign of your comfortableness, if I can put it that way?
Well, jokingly, I say if I'm not comfortable opening their refrigerator and helping myself, then I can't work for them. But Joanne, she had a house here because her daughter was living here for a while. We met in France, bought for it. We picked fabrics, and she said, I want you to do all of it, fill in all the blanks, and I want the soap and the dish when I come back in 9 months.
And so you had the soap.
I had the soap and the dish. I didn't hear from her the first night she got back. I didn't hear from her the second night. I became worried. But the third day she called me and she said, it took me 3 days to stake my claim and feel that it is my home. I love every inch of it. I don't know where you've been all my life. That's when she said, but we will book appointments to start on this job in Spain.
Yes.
So.
That was a great feeling to hear that, yes. Wasn't it?
Yeah. I just spent last Christmas with her in Kentucky, Blackberry Farm. Beautiful place. She had her 70th birthday there. She flew 12 people in, and I was one of them.
So she
great
was
birthday, and then she died.
She was 71?
71.
Was that a shock?
Still a shock. And there's no closure, you know, because she died in Spain.